It's a Therapy Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And stay connected to Cleveland Browns with the latest news and photos and videos and more. So visit our website, clevelandbrowns.com. You'll see pieces by our own Matt Florjancic, staff writer, his breakdown of yesterday's game, and much more content as a follow-up today. Yours truly with Carucci's call, my analysis of the game, plus analysis as a follow-up from that. And every now and then I'll answer your questions with the Ask Vic postings that we have. And you got to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, at Browns, and also on Instagram, at Official Browns. All right, some barks from the pound time. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. What you got for us?
We got a ton of here. Remember, you can tweet us always at Browns_daily. Let's start with Dennis Schaefer at DeputyDog9810. 2 weeks to prepare for the Bengals who are hurting, then number 17 turns into number 3 with Dinkin and Duncan. Shaking my head.
Yeah, we talked about the checkdowns. 13 of the 27 completions went to running backs. That is way too high of a percentage in today's NFL, especially when you're not exactly checking it down to a Darren Sproles or an electric, you know, Reggie Bush type of player out of the backfield.
Yeah, I would go along with that. It had a feel of a guy who was so troubled by what he saw, confounded is the word I used on clevelandbrowns.com, that he was taking the safe way out, and the safe way out never wins for you. What else we got?
Also from at Sarge 1208, that game with two failed trips inside the red zone proves we've got to get a running game here in Cleveland.
Yeah, and you know, it is a problem. It is a problem. Now, the running game was better this week than it had been in the past, but still, the inability in short yardage situations to convert is a troubling thing, and it's not something Rob Chudzinski's used to. In Carolina, they had one of the best short yardage offenses in the NFL with Cam Newton and Mike Tolbert, and now he's here in Cleveland, and it's not working that way. So it is something that will be addressed. Now, some of that has to do with the back themselves. A lot of that, though, has to do with winning at the point of attack, and this offensive line does not seem to be the type that blows you off the ball and is a road grading group that is conducive to dominance and short yardage.
Yeah, I think the changes that have to occur there, it includes the line. It certainly is personnel in the backfield, and that will change. We know it's going to change. We know there's going to be more of that dynamic type of playmaker. Again, for the sake of a better term, he's become like an adjective now, the Deion Lewis guy. Maybe we should use a better one, like a Reggie Bush kind of guy that you're looking for. But that's what you're looking for. And I think ideally you find that. Now, it's not the be-all, end-all answer to everything. I think you're better in the red zone also when your quarterback's better in the red zone, when your offense is better in the red zone. And we saw from Jason Campbell a lot of evidence that he's not the guy that you need to do this, to take this thing long term. And he had his opportunities. Receivers did get there and do their job and did their part to get open. Quarterback's got to make the play to them. So as great as your receivers can be, as I'll say a million times, they don't make the quarterback. It's the other way around. The quarterback's got to deliver on that, and Jason Campbell in those circumstances didn't.
Absolutely. There's no question. The plays were there to be made.
Yeah.
The plays were there to be made. They were not made.
What else, Dino?
Yeah, a couple more. From both TJ and from BrownsFan_42, both signaling out that the Browns had 14 days to get ready for that Bengal game. Browns fans saying, I blame the coaching staff just as much as the players. Coaches have to be accountable.
Well, they do, and I'm not letting them off the hook. It was extra time to prepare, and coaches have to make the most of that. And I thought it was an advantage for the Browns to have that additional time. I thought it was an edge for them to have that additional preparation time, and I'll still say it, that they're capable of better from all standpoints, and players and coaches. But here's the other thing, and I heard this sort of common analysis. Well, they lost their momentum because of the bye after the Baltimore game. I don't want to hear that. I mean, not at all.
They were 1-3 going into the bye. Exactly,
and so they lost their momentum. Well, guess what? You had a chance to heal. It was vital that Jason Campbell got to have his bruised ribs heal, but whatever was lost in the course of that week and then didn't show up in the game, I think it had more to do with, I like Gerard Cherry's breakdown. He said it the best as far as attitude and approach that was missing, that there was just something amiss in how the players maybe just didn't see what they needed to see with performance and attitude. I know he wanted to cut a bunch of guys. That was a little over the top. But I get how angry he was, and I get where he was coming from. And I think that had more to do with that than strategy.
He might cut me strategy before the day's over.
Exactly. The game was given away. You cannot win in the NFL when you have two blocked punts, one return for a touchdown. When you have a fumble return for a touchdown, your quarterback throws three interceptions, and you basically don't. The other team does not have to go more than 50 yards on any drive to score a touchdown.
There's no real game plan for that.
You can't game plan
I won't take him off the hook with execution was poor. I won't take him off the hook with offense versus defense chess match. But that's another story. All right, that was good stuff, Dino. Thank you. Want to thank Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, for joining us. Want to thank Tashawn Gibson and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank our roundtable guests, Doug Deacon and Tom Withers. Remember the roundtable, which is served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Check out the delicious details at rosewoodgrill.com. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show,
Megan.
She will be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on clevelandbrowns.com a little later today. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, thank you. Stay tuned. Hooley and Gerard coming up next. For Nathan, I'm Vic. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Redemption against Steelers.
Let's go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns.